If you got your Bible, turn to Colossians chapter 3 tonight. Colossians chapter number 3. I want to begin reading, if God will be our help, at verse 22. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse 22. The Bible says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." Now watch this, verse 22. "And whatsoever you do, do it heartedly as to the Lord, and not unto men." Verse 24, "So knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Amen. "But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." I want to preach, I guess, the theme for this evening. It's already been said many times. On this thought, real hope. Amen. Where do you get real hope from? And now you don't get it from the Pope. Amen. He can't give you hope. You can't get it from the world and people around you. Most of them's hopeless. But I want to say, praise God, real hope comes from the Lord. Amen. As we see this evening, we see that he said, you know, he's speaking to servants. And you say, well, preacher, we're not servants. Oh, we ought to be servants of the Lord. I mean, the Most High God is who we ought to be serving. As Miles and Trinity sung a while ago, we ought to be praising the God of heaven, amen. We ought to be lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ as King of kings and Lord of lords. That's who we ought to be in our hearts. He ought to have preeminence in all that we are, because there's no hope outside of him. There's no hope in anything else. But if we said servants, he said, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men please, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. We ought to do what we do for God's glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If we'd set in our heart that what we're going to do, we're going to do for His glory, that God might be magnified and lifted up, it would change our attitudes. It would change our walks. It would change the direction in which we're pursuing this thing called life. And God would begin to bless us as we do things as unto the Lord. It said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. So we see that God set this thing up, and He says, you know, do what you do for God with all your heart. Pour your heart into it. You know what? You know how the best way to build a business, the best way to have what God wants you to have is just put your heart into it, serving the Lord, trusting God, and asking God to give the increase. Amen. We'll be prosperous. God can prosper us when we put our faith and trust in Him. I appreciate Robert giving us that that illustration. How God, when a time in his life when he had all that he had, and he gave all he had, took all he had, but God gave a little bit more. I want to say that's the God we serve. Brother Robert, I think of many times in my life when I come to a place and I just didn't have enough, but I thank God that He did. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God tonight that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and the hills that they run on. And praise God, He's never wanted for nothing. He's never lacked for nothing. He's always had everything that I needed. Amen. He's always come through for me. He's come through for my family. He's come through for my home. Praise God, when it seemed like, situations come up and when you're trying to make a life and trying to get things you know, when you're starting a family, getting all your ducks in a row, and you're trying to do all that, and all of a sudden the youngin' gets sick or something happens where you just don't have enough. I'm glad, praise God, I've got enough in Him. I'm glad He can come through for me. And if He can come through for me, He can come through for you just the same way if we put our faith and trust in Him. What are you saying, preacher? I want to say tonight we have real hope in Christ Jesus our Savior. He's the only thing, praise God, that we can put our trust in our faith and not in hope, believing that we might receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he says here, not only do we have hope and trust, but he said have real hope, but he said knowing that in that of the Lord, or from the Lord, or he said, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So what we see here, praise God, he said, we have a reward, praise God, and an inheritance. Amen. God just didn't give us one or the other. He didn't promise us one or the other. He said He'll give us a reward of an inheritance. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I've got an inheritance that I'm glad. What are you saying? Praise God, if I've got a reward of inheritance, if the reward's going to be mine, then the inheritance is going to be mine, because part of the reward that comes from God. And he said, praise God, I have a real hope tonight. It's not something that's fleeting. It's not something that may be. Praise God, it's something I have from the Lord. Amen. We ought to just take that to the bank tonight. Say, praise God, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, saved by His marvelous grace, amen, you have real hope. It's not false. It's not made up. It's not fleeting. It's not something that's been said tonight that can be taken away or taken back. Amen. It's the gift of God. Ain't you glad God ain't an Indian giver? Amen. Praise God. He gives you hope and help. He encourages your heart. Amen. He gives us real hope. Amen. And when we get that real hope, not only get real hope of a reward and inheritance, but we get real hope of a relationship and an heirship. Amen. Amen. A relationship. And Lord Jesus Christ, look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, He promises, praise God, He promised us a relationship and a sonship. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, He said, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." He said, we've been adopted. Amen. The world didn't want us. The only person that wanted us was the devil, and he wanted us that he might destroy us and tear us up and tear us down. But I'm glad God chose me on a Wednesday night, 1976, to be partakers with Him. I might receive a reward of an inheritance, and I might been an heir and joint heir with my big brother, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad I'm an heir with Him. Amen. Praise God. That's the best thing that ever happened to anybody this side of glory, is become an heir and a joint heir with Christ. He said, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the what? Children of God. Yes, sir. Amen. If we're children of God, then God's the one that's taking care of us. That means He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. Did you hear what I said? He is our Heavenly Father. Our Father in heaven. Amen. Praise God. So we have a real hope, not only of a reward of inheritance, but praise God, we got a reward of an inheritance with an heirship and a sonship in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if children, verse 17, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen. So He said, what we're going to do, we're going to be heirs with Him. And we have a real hope. This isn't make-believe. It's for real, young. It's praise God. We're going to be heirs and joint heirs with Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever Jesus gets, amen, we get it also. Amen. Praise the Lord. We become sons, heirs, joint heirs with Him. Praise God. It just gets better and better. Better and better. Bigger and bigger, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. If it gets any better, we can't stand it. These bodies can't contain it. Amen. As Brother Bill used to say, just keeps getting gooder and gooder. Amen. Just keeps getting gooder and gooder. Just loving the Lord, serving the Lord, realize, praise God, we're getting closer and closer to that reward of an inheritance, to that heirship and that sonship with our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, from glory. And it's all part of what God, the Lord God of heaven, has given to us. Amen. Look over in Galatians chapter 4. Where we were this morning, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 4 about a sonship that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 through 7, he's speaking of that relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, amen, that's when Jesus Christ came and lived and bled and died for the sins of mankind. The fullness of time was complete, praise God, as far as salvation, praise the Lord, that God had promised to mankind. He said it came through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Amen. Praise God. You thought you was no more orphan and nobody wanted. Amen. We may have been, but praise God, God wanted you. God wanted you. God wants you. Praise God. He picked you. He chose you. Praise God. He's calling you unto Himself. He said, because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Praise God. Now I got a hold of this the other night. I was reading through this, and something jumped out of me. Now, he said that we're supposed to worship God in spirit and in truth. And said we worship God in spirit and truth because we worship Him in spirit because He is spirit. But here it says that because your sons, God has sent forth the spirit of His Son into your hearts, amen, crying, Abba, Father. You know what that tells me here? That Jesus Christ and the Father in heaven are one, praise God. The same Spirit that's in the Father is the same Spirit that's in the Son, and the same Spirit's in the Father, and the same Spirit's in the Son, and we're heirs and joint heirs, and we have a sonship with God the Father and God the Son. Praise God, then that means that the same Spirit that's in my Father and in my Savior is in me today. Amen. That's enough to come make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Hey, there ain't something in me. What? Because I have a real hope today. Because the Spirit of my God, amen, and the Spirit of my Savior, praise God, is the Spirit that's in me. It associates with my spirit. It communicates with my spirit. Sometimes, Brother Lynn, I don't even know how I ought to pray. Amen. Sometimes people call me, and I'll just be honest. You know, I'll say, okay, we'll pray. And I don't even really know where to start. Amen. Sometimes it's just so confounding, so hard. And you're just, you don't even know what to say, but praise God, I just begin to groan down my soul. And I say, oh, God, I'm just agonizing down in my heart. My spirit's agonizing with God. Oh, God, what's needed here? What can you do here? What's your will here, God? And boy, I tell you, something just begins to turn down in my soul, praise God. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask for. But the Spirit of God, that real hope that's in me, praise God, it takes the groaning of my soul. My spirit, praise the Lord, takes it to the throne of grace. Amen. Something begins to move up there, and God is only here. He can begins to take that and that's in me, take that that's in you, praise God, and do a work that's out of this world.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, there's a spirit, it's real. But because it's that real hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Says, wherefore? There He says, crying, Abba, Father. He said, wherefore? Thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. Listen, if you're saved today, you're heir with Christ to the throne, from the throne of God, to the throne of God, to the portals of glory. Amen. To the entering in of heaven, praise God. You and I, praise the Lord, that's been born again, saved by God's amazing grace, have an heirship with our Savior. We have a real hope. Amen. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this way? Because there's a lot of people trying to tell us, well, there just ain't no hope for Christians. There really ain't no hope for the church. It's on its way down. That church, it's on its way out. I want to say, praise God, the church ain't down and the church ain't out, praise God. The church is still alive and vibrant. It's still thriving, praise God. He said the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He said there's fist to a few with the backbone like a saw log. They'll stand up, praise God, and say, I'm just going to go with God. I ain't going to quit or give up. I ain't going to give in. I'm going to stay with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bible said we're not of those that fall away into perdition. Amen. Not of those that be made useless in our work for Christ. Why? Because we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. Amen. We're trying to get to that place He's got prepared for us. Amen. We've got trying to get to that place where we join in with Him and we become one in Christ Jesus. I believe that's why we're here tonight. Amen. If you had hope in this world only, Paul said we'd be all, among all men most miserable. But I'm glad, praise God, Brother Lynn, we got a hope in the Lord tonight. I know that's why we're here. Try to get some encouragement from Him. Try to realize, praise God, try to show our youngins, ourselves, amen, try to show our heart that there's something real to being a child of God, amen. There's real hope in the Lord. We get it from the volume of the book. Amen. It's all about Him. Praise God. He said, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, then we're an heir of God through Christ. How do we become heirs? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Either that's absolute truth or he's the biggest liar that ever lived. And I want to say there's never a false word that's come out of our Savior's mouth. Amen. He's absolute truth, absolutely. You can take what Lord Jesus tells you, take it to the bank, praise God, cash it in, it'll stand. Amen. Praise God, it'll stand for anything that we need in this last day that we live. Because we have that blessed hope. We have real hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have hope. It's a lively hope. It's a living hope. That's what Peter said it was. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. And we've used this verse a whole lot, but praise God, it is so good. Amen. We can't ever neglect it, praise the Lord. You could come back to this every day and get you some encouragement of the hope that we have in the Lord. Amen? It's real hope. He said, blessed be God, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, a living hope. Amen? He said, He hath begotten us again. He said, well, preacher, why does He begotten us again? Because He begot us in the beginning.
Yeah.
Amen. He begotten us in the beginning. He created us, praise God, put us on this earth, breathed into our heart, and we became, breathed into our nostrils, the breath of God, and we became a living soul. Amen. But He come, praise God, because we messed up, because we come short, because we failed in the garden, amen. He come to us again because of His great mercy. The abundant mercy that God has hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. Now what is a lively hope? It's a living hope. Amen. What is a living hope? A living hope, praise God, is real hope. Because, brother, glory be to God, a living hope is an eternal hope. Amen. Praise God. They may say, well, you know what? In a little while, you're going to die. I won't say praise God. In a little while, this old body may lay down. This old carcass may go in a hole, but I'm never going to die. Praise God. I'm going to live forever. I praise God when the body's gone. I'm going to go up to be with my Savior. I'm going to live with Him, Lord God. And I'm only going to be just beginning to live. Amen. I've got an eternal hope in Lord Jesus Christ. I have a real hope. We have a real hope tonight. Amen. We get sick and get illnesses, and it breaks our heart. This old flesh is weak. Amen. And you know, we'll go running down to the doctor. We'll run to the emergency room to try to get somebody to fix us. Amen. Because we all want to live. We'd like to live forever. Amen. We would like to live forever. But you know what? Praise God. We are one day. If we've been born again, praise God, if we're trusting Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we have a real hope of life eternal, living eternally with the Lord. Amen. A living hope. And we got it by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. He brought us up just like He got up from the dead. We've been raised up in newness of life. Before we were dead, Bible said dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. But praise God, He said, now we're living, we have a living hope, an eternal hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here Peter says again, to an inheritance that's incorrupt. Death has no hold on our inheritance now. Amen.
Right.
Listen, you may be part of inheritance now here on earth, and somebody may get mad at you and write you out of the will. Amen. Happens every day. People be bopping along, boy, they got big hopes. There's a lot of youngins today, praise God, ain't working, trying to have much, because they say, well, mom and daddy's going to leave me all theirs. Amen. But you know what? Mom and daddy might get mad at you, get frustrated, aggravated at you because you won't pull your own way, praise God, and they might just write you out of the will. Give you a dollar or two, be compliant with the law, and send you on down the road. But praise God, He says here that we have an inheritance that's incorrupt. Praise God, it's death proof. Amen. He said it's a living inheritance. He said, and it's undefiled. Amen. Sin can't take away our heritage. He said it fadeth not away. He said time won't decay it. Amen. It's real hope that we have. He said it fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. So He said, we have a real hope. God pinned her down for us and said, you know what? He said, I'm not going to trust you to keep your hope because you might lose it or squander it away. He said, I'm going to keep your hope for you.
Amen.
Amen. It's real hope. Amen. You can, I can tell you, we'll say, Brother Rex, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get this from you or that from you. And, you know, I've got a whole bunch of money in the bank, so it's there. And you can go ahead and sign whatever sign your stuff over to me. And, you know, I'll get the money and it'll be yours and what you've got will be mine. Amen. And it might be real and it might not. Amen. And I may think I've got it there, but praise God, it may not be there. Somebody may have went ahead and got my card and got in there and withdrawn all my money out. But I'm going to say, God says, you know what? Our eternal hope that we have, our real hope that we have in God Almighty, amen, in an inheritance that He's made for, that He's given us. Not only did He give it to us, but He said, I'm going to keep it for you so that when you need it, now stay with me. He said, when you need it, praise God, it'll be there for you. Amen. God said, I'm not going to trust you with it. You'll squander it away. A lot of us would. Amen. But God said, I'm going to keep it for you, praise God, so it'll be there when you need it. I'm talking about real hope, praise God, that makes a difference. Real hope that changes our lives forever. Amen. It gives us a perspective, praise God, in God Almighty. Real hope. Amen. It's represented as a gift. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, 23, it said, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. The wages of sin, what you draw, amen, because of sin is death. But I'm glad God puts a but after that. That's one of them things I was talking about this morning, praise God. When God puts a but, there's always something good after it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Wages of sin is death. You won't draw it. You won't draw the sin of death. You can. It's up to you, but praise God. But He said there's a gift of God. It said the gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy Spirit He don't leave no doubt about that. He said if you want to have life and have it in abundance, praise God, you got to have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Lord. See, the Lord, Jesus Christ has to be your Lord to get the reward. Amen. He can't be Jesus Christ just to you, but He has to be Jesus Christ your Lord. I'm glad the young are saying King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. That's who He needs to be in our life, praise God, that best part. So we see this, praise God, we see this real hope that God gives us in Lord Jesus Christ. He gives it to us as a gift. Amen. And that gift is the very promise of heaven tonight. Amen. We have a promise of heaven. And I was thinking about it as people was talking, amen. Brother Rex, there's a whole lot of our people already over there. Brother Charles asked me a while before he went out of here. He said, Preacher, why do you reckon the Lord's keeping me here? Amen. The shape I'm in. Well, it's sitting right back there. Amen. If it wasn't for Charles, Brother Charles being over there, Lord leaving him here for a little while, Miss Sharon wouldn't be here with us tonight. But praise God, he got to tell her about the Lord and got to tell her about his church and tell her about these people that he loved, praise God. And then I got to meet her and praise God, here she is. Hey, but God's got a purpose and a plan, praise God. And when he's done with it, praise the Lord, he'll take you up to be with him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We have a hope of an eternity with him. The stimulating force, praise God, behind real hope, praise the Lord, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me just give you a few things what that does for us. I mean, I'm talking about real hope, what it does for you tonight. Can I give you about six or eight things right quickly and then we'll go to the house? Amen. I was thinking about this, the stimulating force of real hope, the hope of heaven. Number one, it awakens our deepest convictions. Amen. It wakens us up, praise God, to where we're at and what we're doing. It gives us an awareness, praise God, that there's a God of heaven, amen. And they convict, there's a whole lot, and I've told you, there's a whole lot of people in this world, and they're shouting, morals, morals, morals. Amen. They think good morals is going to fix things. But you can't have good morals without good Holy Ghost convictions. Amen. You try to get good morals, Brother Bill, without Holy Ghost convictions, praise God, you're doing it without God. Amen. I think I preached a message, I believe it was this morning, on it. We can't be too good by ourselves. We have to have the Lord Jesus Christ to help us. The only way we can be good moral people, praise God, is the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God to show us where we need to be. So it needs to awaken our deepest convictions, amen, about who we are and who He is. Amen. Help us realize that we ain't much able here, but He's able to do all things.
Amen.
Amen. He said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. Amen. He gives us the power. Not only can we does it awaken our deepest convictions, but praise God, it stirs up the fire of faith. Amen. When we get to thinking about heaven, and quite often I do, as Bill said in the song, I praise God, it may not mean a whole lot to you, but it means the world to me. It's my eternal hope, praise God. It's real hope that I have through Jesus Christ, my Savior, that one day in a little while, I'm going to outstrip this old world. I'm going to lay down the heavy burden, and I'm going to go be with my Savior, praise God. I've got faith, man. It fires up my faith, praise God. It burns a fire, it starts to kindle a fire down in my soul, praise the Lord, and as it stirs down in my life. I got to thinking on that. You know, if you got wood heat, you know, and you kind of shut the dampers off, you go off to work of a morning, go where you got to go, and come in the evening, and there's a bed of coals in that thing. It looks like it's went out. The top part of it will be ash. But you can open that door up and you take that poker and you stick it down in there and swirl it around a little. Amen. Hey, you swirl it around a little bit, praise God, and you can see them embers go to glowing and a smoking and a popping, amen. See, that's what happens to us, praise God, when we stir up the fire of faith down in our hearts, praise God. It rekindles that fire of faith, amen. Helps us, praise God, see that there's some power, there's some fire, praise God, there's some ability, amen. It stirs and it heats and it begins to warm you up.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God said, we're not supposed to be cold Baptists. He said, we're supposed to be on fire for God. Amen. Be smoking hot for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not just be cold and indifferent. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, I don't want you if you're lukewarm. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He said, what you need to do is stir up that fire of faith. That real hope of heaven, amen, it stirs up that fire of faith and gets the fire going again. Every time that we come in here, I'm going to try to hurry because I'm trying to finish up. But every time we come in here and we see God do a great big thing, amen, it ought to stir up, rekindle, and stir the fire of faith down in our soul. Amen. I don't know about you. They told us last night that they got them tests back from Miss Eva, and they said, praise God, that cancer, they took out that part of her lung, they took that part out, and it was benign. Amen. I tell you what, I got the praise and God giving Him all the glory for it. I tell you, there was a fire stirred down in my soul. Me and Miss Teresa about had us a spell when it come over the line. And they said, hey, listen, the doctor's coming to you. They said, that spot's benign. She's not going to have no chemo or no radiation. I praise God. I jumped and shouted and praised God. He said, what does that do? It stirred a fire down in my soul. I said, Lord, that's God.
Yeah.
Amen. It could have been a total different picture. But God Almighty heard and answered that prayer, praise God. And I say, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The stimulation force of heaven. It's real. It's real hope. I mean, it awakens our deepest conviction. It stirs a fire of faith. It increases our loyalty to both God and the Son. Amen. It gives us a loyalty. It makes us realize, praise God, where our help comes from. Amen. Our help don't come from me. It don't come from you. Our help comes from the Lord. David, many, many years ago, praise God, before he ever seen the Lord Jesus Christ, before he ever seen the miracles that Jesus would perform, he looked unto the hills when he said, from the hills which cometh my help cometh, Brother Robert, from the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know if there's anybody that ever went through the kind of ordeals that David did. Do you? Have you ever been sitting at the supper table, just minding your own business, eating your curds and whey? Whatever they had. And all of a sudden somebody picks up a javelin and tries to pin you to the wall. Saul did David. Amen. Praise God. And David didn't even, well, watch this. He didn't even have no bitterness in his heart. Had opportunities to kill him, to take him out. And he said, I'll not touch God's anointed. Amen. He said, if God wants him taken out, he's going to have to take him out. You know, I bet them old boys at 400 that was hiding back there in that cave, I bet they looked at David and said, he's the craziest thing ever. Here he's got a chance to destroy his enemy, and he won't. Oh, David just snuck up there and cut off the hem of his garment, hem of his robe. Amen. Got back down there to the bottom, and old David went out there and he said, hey, King! Can you imagine old King Saul? You know, he got his robe, put it back on after he'd finished his business. He goes soldering out through there. Back down there where all the army is. Can you imagine? And somebody pokes and says, hey! Ah! I mean, they're laughing. And old David comes out there and says, hey! King! He holds up that big old piece of fur, whatever it was, out of the bottom of his garment. He looks around there, and there's a big old chunk of his royal apparel is missing. Amen? Ain't nobody was ever persecuted like David, praise God. But he kept his eyes on the Lord. He said, my help, praise God, it comes from the Lord. Amen. You'll never look at that verse the same. Amen. Praise God. But it increases our loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God Almighty. That's what heaven does. Heaven is a force that always, always strengthens our weariness. Amen? When you get weary, when you get wore out, when you get to a place and a position, amen, where you say, well, what's the use? Amen? Praise God, you say, because there's heaven. Amen. It always strengthens our weariness. It always gives us the strength to say, you know what? I'm going to go just a little farther. I'll tell on Miss Ruby. When she fell and had her thing with her back and had to go through all that, and she got over to nursing home and she was about to quit. She's about to give up. Amen. Wasn't pushing too hard for a little bit. And me and her got to talking one day. And I said, Miss Ruby, I said, you can't quit. She said, well, so, you know, I said, well, hey, wait a minute. I said, did Jesus quit on you? And she said, well, no. I said, well, you can't quit on Him. And he said, you know what happened? I went back over, I believe it was the next day or the day after that. And Miss Ruby said, preacher, said, you ain't going to believe this. I walked all the way down to the end of the hall today. Amen. I said, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. He increases our strength. Praise God. The blessed hope of our Savior. He's over here. He's come alongside you, going just a little bit further. And all we got to do, young, is go just a little bit further with Him. He'll get you where you need to be. You'll be safe over home one day. And bless my heart. Amen. Wasn't but 3 or 4 days later, she went all walked all the way from her room all the way down to the exercise room. That wore me out. Amen. But praise be to God, her strength and her weariness. When we want to give up, praise God, we got to just trust the Lord to help us to go just a little further. Not only does He strengthen us in our weariness, but He elevates us in our depression. Amen. He'll elevate you in your depression. When you're depressed, when you have anxiety, when the depression comes and it seems like everything's against you. Just look up, praise God. Lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming to get you. Amen. We have a real hope in Him that one day in just a little while, He's coming again. Amen. Praise God, Brother Larry. He's coming because He promised He would. Amen. So He's elevating us in our depression and He'll brighten our darkness. Sometimes it seems dark, dismal. But every time it seems like that in my life, I always remember what Miss Geraldine said. He said, when it seems like darkness is closing in on you and it's getting darker and darker, she said, just shut your eyes and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. She said, the light comes on. Amen. Darkness has to flee. Amen. Praise. That's real hope. Our real hope is in the Lord. Praise God. He's the only one that can turn the light on for you. Amen. He turned the light on for you today that he convicted you of your sin, showed you was lost, needed a Savior, praise God. He illuminated your heart, amen, and showed you the way to God. Amen. So He brightens our darkness, amen. And He calls us to purity. See, our heavenly force, He's a heavenly force that calls us to a pure heart and a pure mind. I can't do the things I used to do, Brother X. God won't let me. Amen. He won't let me do what I used to do. You say, you do bad things. I've done things I shouldn't have done. Amen. Now I've got things, praise God, it wasn't that bad. Praise God, I just can't do them no more because of the desires for my Savior. I have different desires now. I used to love to hunt. I don't care much about you know what? I think what happens is as you get older, you get tender-hearted. Amen. I just can't hardly kill nothing no more. Amen. I see them big old buck deers. I just want to go over and get them and give them a big old hug. Ain't that the way you feel about black bears? Amen. Amen. Something changes in my life. Amen. It just don't appeal to me like it used to. I like to go out. I like to be a part of nature. I like to be out what God's given us. It's just a gift of God. Amen. It's a gift of God. And I love it. I love being a part of it. Amen. But He's calling us to purity. He's calling us to give us a different heart, a different attitude toward things. Amen. So, let me just say this tonight. When God begins to give you a different attitude, a different perspective to things, amen, it's not a bad thing. Hello? Yeah, well, preacher, I ain't going to give up my macho approach. I'm going to stay a manly man. Amen. But praise God, we ought to just be looking for God to give us a pure heart. Amen. A pure mind. Amen. He opens, heaven reveals to us the purity. He gives us that purity, a calling to purity. Not as He calls us to purity, but He charges to awaken to righteousness and to cease from sinning. Amen. To wake up, to awake unto righteousness and cease from sinning. In other words, He's waking us up to do right and never do wrong.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll wake up to do right, we'll choose to do right. God will help us to do right. He'll help us to do that that's righteous, that's right in the eyes of God. And we'll cease from sinning. It's pretty simple. Bible said it's so simple a little child can do it. Amen. If we'll just come to Him like little children. You say, preacher, why would we do that? Because we have real hope tonight. We have real hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has laid it out here for us and told us that we have a hope in Him, a real hope, a reward of an inheritance. He said we have an heirship, a sonship. He said we have a living hope. A living hope is an eternal hope. It's a real hope so that we can come alongside God, all these things. And the stimulating force of heaven helps us to accomplish all the things we need to accomplish in the last days that we live for God's glory. That quickening force is faith, and our faith is in a place called heaven where we're going to be one day in a little while. Amen? Where we're all going to be, all God's little children are going to be there in a little while. Amen? If you don't like church, you probably won't like heaven. Amen? Because if you don't like church, you don't like worship and praising God and giving Him glory, amen, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen? Because when we get over there, praise God, you just better get out of the way. It's all I know. Amen. Because I won't get, boy, when I get that glorified body like unto my Savior, I want to praise Him and give Him glory to the best of my ability.
Amen.
Me and Tara's going to be competing. See who can worship the Lord the most, the best. Amen. Glory to God, I'm going to give the Lord the bestest praise I can. And Miss Tara said, oh yeah, I'm going to give Him the best I got. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wonder how many more people, competitive people, is going to be up there. Amen. God help heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a place where we can come together. Amen. It's a place of real hope tonight. This place called heaven. It's a place where we all come together for the glory of God. It's a place where there's real, real, honest to goodness hope. Amen. A hope that's out, literally out of this world. A place where we can all come together. But it has to start right here. It has to start with you and me and you, praise God, coming together with a real hope, and that hope has to be a hope of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Are you going to heaven tonight? You done got your reservations made? Your name done written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Praise God. Praise the Lord. You ready? Got your ticket. Already been punched. Praise God. Amen.